Welcome to the Stock Car Spectacle. I'm Ian Jortson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And today we're missing Mr. Nick Kinzel.
Yeah.
He's unfortunately at work today. We had to film, and unfortunately he wasn't able to film today, so he just got me and Mike today.
Yeah, you know, like we kind of put an announcement out on Twitter during the week. We were trying to hold off shooting this show as long as we could to get as much information as we could on the Ryan Newman situation. We didn't want to speculate. We didn't want to try to get ahead of anything. We just want to let the facts come out and be respectful as we could to the situation. Unfortunately, when you do that, not everyone's schedules are going to line up at the end when we're scrambling, so here you are, instead of the Three Musketeers, you just got the two. So, exactly. See what we can do.
Exactly. So the big news, Ryan Newman, he was involved in the big crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Walked out of the hospital 2 days
right.
later. Like, you know, it was a little scary when they brought up the black tarps and everything. It did not look good at all. But, you know, he walked out of the hospital. He, you know, he looks fine.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be getting an update from Roush Fenway sometime today of his condition. So hopefully we'll see Rocket Man race sometime soon later this year.
Yeah, you know, I just couldn't believe you started seeing the photos and stuff of him walking out of the hospital holding his kids. Just walking out looking like he didn't have a scratch on
yeah.
his body. It's insane. You know, I was in pretty constant contact with Connor Bunn from For the Lead podcast because they were at the race.
Yeah.
And from their account, him and Timothy's account, it did not sound good at all. They were both very surprised
yeah.
to see that. So to see him walking away, just such a blessing and such a testament to the technology and the safety of these cars, and really hope to see him at the racetrack soon now.
Oh yeah, exactly. And I was also reading one thing, why they brought up the black tarps is because they didn't want another Almirola situation.
Yeah.
When they had, you know, all the pictures of him, you know, getting out of the car and him on the stretcher
yeah.
and all that. They just didn't want any photos like that, so it kind of good measures, but still, when you see the black tarps, it's a little scary.
Your head goes to the worst place.
Yeah, exactly, but we're happy to see that he's all good, and hopefully Rocket Man will be racing soon.
Right.
So let's get into the Daytona rundown.
Yes.
We're just going to go through it real quick since it was last week. The truck race was on. We had Grant Enfinger get a close finish with Jordan Anderson. That was amazing.
Yeah, and that's such a big testament for Jordan Anderson and his team. For you guys that maybe don't follow the truck series closely, Jordan Anderson literally puts every dollar in his bank account into his truck team. So he's an underfunded team, completely self-sponsored, really a fan favorite, really good with his fans. So to see him have that kind of finish, obviously financially it's going to pay out huge for him and his team.
Oh, yeah.
But just being a fan of a guy like that, man, that's a great look for NASCAR to see him almost get a win there.
Exactly. And, yeah, he was so excited to get
yeah.
a second place finish. And it's just always good to see those kind of stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so for the Xfinity Series race, we have my boy Noah Gregson getting his first Xfinity Series win at Daytona. And he probably had the best celebration out of anyone I've ever
yeah.
seen, doing the old Dukes of Hazzard slide across the hood. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome to see. I was really excited to see him win. One of the coolest things I thought, too, with the celebration, it's like with Noah, when he wins, you just expect it to be absolutely ridiculous.
Exactly.
Once again, he delivered.
Yeah.
yeah,
and this time he did not throw up, so
yeah.
that was good.
That was awesome, yeah.
yeah,
all right. Keeping our cookies down this time, I like it.
Yeah, man. Right, and he pulled the Tony Stewart, climbed the fence. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really cool. And then we go on to Sunday, and we had Denny Hamlin winning his third Daytona 500, his second in a row. So
well, Sunday into Monday.
Time. Yeah, Sunday into Monday.
Yeah.
yeah, we had the rain delay on Sunday. We only got 20 laps in, and then we restarted back on
yeah.
Monday. But Denny Hamlin, he's proven that he is like one of the contenders every year for the Daytona 500.
Yeah,
he's a great plate racer.
Yeah, he's proven, you know, a lot of different people wrong with stuff too, because you're hearing all these things, and I talked about it in the betting show about the, you know, manufacturers' orders and stuff. Toyota by far has the least numbers in the field.
Oh yeah.
So to see them out there and Denny consistently winning kind of breaks that mold. So really cool to see. I was this close to picking the winner correctly, which was awesome too.
Yeah.
So but yeah, no, it was a pretty memorable Daytona 500 for a lot of different reasons. Obviously, a lot of them are going to be negative because of everything with Ryan Newman.
Yeah.
But before all that, man, it was an exciting race. There was a lot going on Monday.
Oh, yeah, and to have Dale Jr. wave the green flag
yeah.
for the race, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And just everyone's just driving so competitively. Everyone's
right.
blocking. It's like, what's up with all this blocking lately? You know, just with this new package,
yeah.
you kind of have to do it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too, I think, with the spoiler on the car now, too. You're able
yeah.
to get such crazy runs that you kind of put the leaders really in more of a sitting duck position than ever. So if you're not blocking, you're either getting run over or you're getting trained on the outside or the inside or wherever the run's coming from. So
basically.
Yeah, you kind of got to do what you got to do to stay in front. But unfortunately, kind of puts people in some really bad situations, too.
Yeah, that's the bad part about it.
Right.
But, hey, we had the second closest finish in Daytona 500 history.
Right.
That was great. And then Denny Hamlin, he also has the closest finish against him and Truex back in 16.
I'd say they're only a couple years apart, too, is what the craziest thing about it. So
exactly.
Yeah. You can't argue that these cars aren't putting on a good performance at the restrictor plate races. You know, we can argue everywhere else, but here at Daytona, Talladega, the cars are putting on a good show.
Exactly, yeah, they're getting really racy.
Yeah.
So, and they didn't stick to the, you know, single file kind of stuff, so I like that. They were all kind of, like, you know, lined up and racing against each other, which is what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so I think that'll do it for our Daytona review.
Right.
So for the Stock Car Spectacle, I'm Ian Jortson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And guys, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Make sure to follow Ashland Hedden's Racing. Their season is going to be starting up pretty soon. So make sure to follow them along. And thanks for watching, guys.